Here's what's happening on Urban Media Today Radio.
TMZ was reporting rapper and Love & Hip Hop Atlanta star Lil Scrappy was hospitalized after a nasty car wreck. He was found disoriented and injured. Him and another passenger, Casino Roulette. According to the reports, Lil Scrappy was hospitalized this past weekend after being found nearly unconscious and seriously jacked up following a horrific car accident that he was involved in. Sources close to the Love & Hip Hop star say Scrappy was cruising along early Sunday morning with a friend as they were leaving the King of Diamonds strip club. Listen to the details. Cruising along early Sunday morning, leaving the strip club. Got it. Scrappy believes his buddy fell asleep at the wheel. However, cops list Scrappy as the driver in the crash. Either way, they slammed into a pole, totaling the car. Scrapper and his friend, Casino Roulette, were found outside of the car and on the ground when authorities arrived. Neither could explain what happened. Roulette is in ICU. Scrappy eventually came to at the hospital. Sources say he doesn't remember how he was found, who found him, and how he got there. But he remembered to get to social media to say, "At Casino Roulette in here hurt too. We effed up, but God saved our lives." Oh, trust, you gonna have some explaining to do, Scrap. Congratulations to Black-ish creator Kenya Barris. He will not be going to trial regarding a recent lawsuit against him. According to court documents, the $1 million lawsuit filed back in 2016 by his former writing partner and famed music video director Brian Barber alleged that Kenya stole the idea for the Emmy-nominated show Black-ish. Court was scheduled to begin June 11th. But the parties settled in a very long dispute, like a year-long dispute. In L.A. Superior Court documents read, "The entire case is settled. A request for dismissal will be filed within 45 days after the settlement." Amber Rose takes her shirt off for sluts. Well, I mean the slut walk. Let me explain. So Amber Rose's infamous slut walk continues. Last night, the 34-year-old feminist announced the fall dates for her upcoming rally. Amber made the announcement with a boxing-themed photo, posing topless, covering her breasts, and licking the bright red boxing gloves that read "Slut Walk." She wore black and white boxing shorts. Okay, anyway. So she made the announcement saying "Slut Walk 2018 is coming October 6th. Join me for the fourth annual Slut Walk at Pershing Square at DTLA, downtown LA, and get your applications in to reserve your spot as an intern, vendor, or sponsor. You can go to amberrosesslutwalk.com for details. On Amber's website, she's quoted as saying, "No more than ever with the political climate, we have to use our voice and speak out to let people know that there are social injustices that affect me, you, and my son. I'm here to talk about these issues, and this is why I have my slut walk and want to put an end to slut shaming." I get the message. I still have questions, though.